Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn. Here we are, another Wednesday episode. Today we're continuing on from last week's episode with more body idioms. So let's jump straight into it.
First, we have a slap in the face. And this is when something is felt as an insult or a rejection. For example, being rejected for the scholarship was a real slap in the face. And we would especially use this when you know that you are qualified for something or something that you expected to happen and it was denied.
Exactly. Okay, and our next one is Achilles' heel. And this is used to describe the element of vulnerability. We all have something that makes us a little bit vulnerable, and this is used, and that is your Achilles' heel. So our example is, the defense is the Achilles' heel of the football team, which means it's the bit that's not very good.
Next, we have in the blink of an eye, which means something that happened very quickly. As quickly as a blink, actually. And the example is, summer went by in a blink of an eye.
Doesn't it always? Okay, now our next one is to keep one's eyes peeled, which means to be alert and watchful. And our example is, I will keep my eyes peeled for the latest news about concerts that our favorite band are playing.
Next, we have weak at the knees. And this is to be affected by a strong emotion that makes you feel like you're going to fall down. So for example, Natalie felt weak at the knees when she got the news about her grandma.
Okay, and our next one is to wait on someone hand and foot, which means to serve someone well and satisfy all their personal needs. And our example is, Sean can't take care of himself and needs his wife to wait on him hand and foot.
Next, we have wash one's hands of something. So this means to free yourself of responsibility or future blame for. So for example, Daniel washed his hands of the whole affair. So he got away with it.
And he just got out of it. He's not related to that anymore. Okay, and our next idiom is to tear your hair out. Okay, and this means when you're feeling a lot of anxiety or stress about a problem. And our example is, Wendy has been tearing her hair out over her final exams at university.
We've all been there. Next, we have take someone or something at face value. And this is to accept someone or something as they are without looking for a hidden meaning or ulterior motive. For example, I wouldn't take what Graham said at face value. He often has an ulterior motive.
Oh, no. Next, we have a stiff upper lip, which means to show self-restraint in the expression of emotion. So you don't show a lot of emotion. And I think it's very commonly used to describe British people sometimes. And so our example is, William is known to have a stiff upper lip and never shows any emotion.
Next, we have shivers down one spine. And that is a feeling of fear, excitement, nervousness, or anticipation. So any anxious feeling, whether it's positive or negative, it makes you have shivers down your spine. So for example, Dylan felt a shiver down his spine when he thought of the trouble he'd be in for what he just did. Uh-oh.
Okay, now our next one is to rack one's brain, which means to think very hard about something. And our example is, Harriet couldn't find her keys in the morning and racked her brains all day and still couldn't figure out where they were.
Next, we have put words in somebody's mouth. So put words into someone else's mouth. And this is to say someone means something when they meant something else. Or you could say, you put words in my mouth when you are someone saying something that you didn't say. They've misinterpreted your message and they're changing your words. So for example, Rosie never said she could leave. She put words in her mouth.
Okay, and our next one is to put one's neck on the line, which means to do something risky. And our example is, Sally really put her neck on the line investing in that company, but luckily it paid off.
Next, we have pull somebody's leg. And this is to tell someone something that's not true as a way of joking with them to play a little trick. So for example, stop pulling my leg. You haven't met Madonna.
Okay. And our next one is pain in the neck, which is used simply to describe an annoyance. And our example is, this presentation I have to do is a right pain in the neck.
And finally, we have over my dead body. And this is to mean you will not allow something to happen. You will never accept this thing. For example, over my dead body will I let Tom move into my house.
What's Tom done to you? Oh, okay. And this is the end of our second episode of Body Part Idioms. And we hope you have shivers down your spine thinking about future episodes to help your English. See you all on Friday.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.